Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind?
That just happened.
And that's a very tricky thing. So I know this is like Chubb and we're going all the way back to it, but I do believe Chubb is closer to those other guys. And I do think the last 8 weeks of the season, Chubb is an asset that I want. So, you know, chances are you're already lost out on acquiring him. But if somebody just is 1-5 and has him, like, and the next week or two doesn't look good, you got to you can convince them quite easily. Say, hey, take this. You know, would you rather have Brian Robinson Jr. or Nick Chubb rest of season?
I'd rather have Brian Robinson.
Me too, but I think it's close.
Yeah, it could. Close. It definitely could be. It's not right now, but it definitely could be. Nick Chubb comes back, and they're getting nothing from Deshaun Watson. I think Stefanski is kind of like, we're not going to bench Watson until Chubb comes back to see what the whole offense looks like, because we're not getting the whole offense. I think that is probably part of it. So we'll see. Last running back scenario to ask you about. I want to know, what are you doing with Bucks running backs this week? And how do you see that one moving forward, Joe?
Well,
let me give you the hardest
question
on the test here.
Well, I mean, if I had the answer to that, I wouldn't have so much Rashad White on my roster. So clearly I have misplayed this one. My calculation was, hey, Rashad White just got the volume last year. Rashad White gets the volume this year, and he's a nice value. And clearly it hasn't gone my way. Health has been a culprit, but
I feel like him and Etienne were in that same boat, and that boat has sunk. It is at the bottom of the ocean.
And this goes back to my overall draft strategy, which is just pounding the table for wide receiver and not being afraid of the early quarterbacks necessarily. You know, if you have a Hurts, or, you know, even a Josh Allen's been a little disappointing in some of these weeks, but Lamar, right? And that's why I value Derrick Henry so much, because to me, he was the perfect storm of greatness and value in 2024 drafts, where I was getting him sometimes as late as the early third round.
Yeah, you and I were fighting over him in the draft we were in.
100%. So. And I have him in so many leagues. And to me, that was like, I think it's so important just to identify the good scenarios there and then realize that like running back is just not what it was. And it's so different in the league now, and these committees and the other things that you see and the injuries.
Listen to this filibustering. Where are you putting the Bucks guys this week, Joe? That's what I'm as of right now.
Let's see. Bucky Irving currently is the lead guy for me.
I think
Irving is at 24.
Okay.
I'm trying to find Rashad White is in 50 right now.
Because we don't know if he's playing or not.
So he's in that range. And then the Sean Tucker thing, I just have at 51 is just like a placeholder. So what I'm trying to do is I'm waiting for any sort of clarity and then moving guys up. It's a little early
for
that.
If they're all playing, let's just say, hey, Rashad White's good to go. How do you think that mix goes? Does Rashad White go back to being number one?
I think what happens is I cluster them together at 35, 36, 37.
I mean, that's probably the best way to do it, because
I think I just cluster them there and I say, hopefully I get something, or maybe out of two of them.
There's not a good answer, because Todd Bowles today said, we're going to go with the hot hand. Well, the hot hand right now is Sean Tucker. So does that mean we should put Sean Tucker up, or is it hot hand after they're all healthy and in there together this week? Like, which one is
it? We don't know. We don't know. That's the problem. We don't know how they answer that question.
All right, let's go over to wide receivers here, Joey. The ECR for half PPR on wide receivers for week 7. Wide receiver ones, it's Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown at 3, A.J. Brown, Malik Nabers, who looks like he is going to be good to go, Chris Godwin, Drake London, DK Metcalf, Deontay Johnson, Jaden Reed, Stephon Diggs at 11, and Terry McLaurin at 12, rounding out your wide receiver ones. Do these look good? You have any big disagreements or a couple rearranges here?
Again, they look good. The one rearrange I have is Godwin up at 4 against Baltimore. I think Baltimore's spot 2 is out of the slot, especially that you could throw the ball against. And I think Baker Mayfield, you know, shows up. Just like I said, these big underdog moments is what he thrives on. And Godwin's been so consistent. I don't think he's getting enough credit. Once I get the Malik Nabers go ahead against the Eagles, I might flip flop that and put Nabers up to 4 and Godwin at 5. But it's hard not to, you know, respect what Chris Godwin's done this year. I mean, he has been so steady in these games. He's had, you know, he's got a touchdown 3 straight games to open the year, then no touchdowns for 2 weeks, and then 2 last week. I mean, it's been terrific, and I just think it's a good spot for him where he's going to get peppered with targets and have some touchdown equity again.
Let's go to 13 through 24 for your wide receiver twos are Mike Evans, Deebo Samuel, Zay Flowers, T. Higgins at 16, Devontae Smith, Garrett Wilson at 18, Brandon Ayuk at 19, Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, Tank Dell, Brian Thomas, and Jameson Williams are your wide receiver twos. Who is moving up or down to you in that group?
Tyreek Hill all the way to 14. Let's go.
Wow.
I think we're very close. I think we're very close. I think we saw like glimpses of like what could be. I'm hoping some extra practice time, more time with the playbook.
Tyler Huntley was there for like 3 weeks before he was the starting quarterback. So it's
3 weeks in season isn't
nothing. It's absolutely nothing. It's nothing.
3 weeks in, like, people have that idea, but 3 weeks in training camp is not the same as 3 weeks in season.
No, not even close. You don't get first team reps.
You don't get the time. You don't get the, you know, the rules are different of how much you could practice in seasons. There's so many things going on. So I think I'm optimistic that against the Colts, who just are not good, I want Tyreek Hill to get back to wide receiver one territory. And I think he does this week, which is why I'm ranking him aggressively at 14 ahead of consensus. And to be honest with you, the longer I think about it, the more he might end up probably around 10. But I'm not quite there yet. But as of right now, like this is where I'm buying Tyreek Hill everywhere.
Yes.
This is where I'm hoping things go in the right direction. And I think that this is off a bye against the Colts. If it doesn't happen now, then we can really start to just light everything on fire.
We move in. Are people moving Garrett Wilson too far down with Devontae Adams coming in? Or is it like, hey, look, Garrett Wilson is now a wide receiver 2 and you can't get him much further than that?
I've got him at 18. Not sure where consensus has him, but
18.
I mean, yeah. So I think I'm where everybody else is. And Adams is what, at 9 or 10 probably, right?
Adams is. Now, people haven't ranked him yet because we're not sure if he's playing. He's still at 37, so he's like a wide receiver.
So where do you have Adams in your brain right now?
Adams this week, I have, let's see, I'm going to put him at 32.
Yeah, see, I think he comes with a ton of touchdown equity this week in this first game. And to me, I look at that first and foremost. Do I love the game he's in? No, not necessarily. But this is another situation where I think ranking him aggressively in the top 10 is something you could see some people do. But I think putting him at 15 and Garrett Wilson at 18 or 20 kind of makes a little bit more sense to me, where I would put Adams ahead of Wilson already because I just think he's going to get peppered with targets. Like, this is just what they've told you. When someone tells you who they are, believe them. And they're telling you who they are.
Yeah, I mean, the cliche Welsh is when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Not
well,
tells
he's showing you.
You,
he's telling you, he is, you know, putting it in skywriting. I want to throw the ball to Devontae Adams, and I hate Mike Williams. And
Mike Williams is getting traded. He's going to be sold for a bag of peanuts to somebody. There's already, apparently the Steelers and Chargers have been, I don't know why.
You know what? I don't hate that for the Steelers. Because if you can get him as a red zone threat, I don't hate that.
Not going to be a red zone threat. He's going to be out there for 3 weeks and then pull his hamstring and go back to the IR.
He's been out there longer than I thought he would be already.
Because he's getting four snaps a game. I mean, I don't want any part of Mike Williams. So I really hope we don't spend a draft pick to get him unless it's like a seven. You know, seven, fine. You can have it.
You get seven, you throw him in there, get another weapon, think you might be all right.
Look, seven, and if he catches eight touchdowns, you get a six. Like, something ridiculous. Not anything good for that guy. How about just give him some cash for him? Wide receiver three is Joey. Jordan Addison at 25. Darnell Mooney, JSN at 27. Ladd McConkey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and smoking.
In this league.
Break it down.
Amari Cooper with his first game with the Bills. George Pickens at 30. Worthy, Romeo Doubs, Josh Downs, Juju Smith-Schuster, DeMario Douglas, and Christian Kirk. Round out your wide receiver threes. Any guys moving up or down your list out of that group?
I got Juju at 32, and I've got DeMario Douglas at 33, making that grouping. I believe what I saw last week with DeMario Douglas. I think Douglas for a while has been probably the most ready to contribute wide receiver consistently for the Patriots. Yeah. They just couldn't facilitate the football to him. And Drake May could. And I think he might be one of these pickup guys that he's not going to have like a Puka Nacua season, but he's the kind of guy that can become like, you know, one of those PPR target guys where he can get you 12 to 15 points every week consistently. And that's huge. Like that is a really consistent, good player. So I think there's potential for him to be that, which is why I'm a little bit more aggressive than ECR on Douglas. So I have him as a definitive wide receiver three this week.
Yeah. I have him pretty high as well. I mean, you got to figure out who the number one for Drake May is. And right now it is Pop Douglas. Now,
I don't think it's Kayshawn Booty, but I hope so. Cause I just like saying Kayshawn Booty.
I would love it to be Jalen Polk or Javon Baker. Some of these draft picks that came in. So we'll see if those,
I've also got Christian Watson in the top 36 too.
Watson. Okay. Tell me about
I love his playmaking ability. As long as I know he's questionable this week, I think he's questionable for his life. He's always just questionable every single week, but that playmaking ability, again, you saw a glimpse of it. I'm not chasing the Romeo Doubs two touchdowns, especially because one of them was just a fluke where Love happened to be running that way, throw the ball up, and Doubs caught it and scored a touchdown. It was just, you know, freakish, weird play. But Watson had that, again, it's like he shows you how good he can be, how explosive he can be, what a big playmaker he is. And with Jaden Reed not 100% either, there's opportunity here for Watson to work a little bit more. And again, I think, you know, you might be pleasantly surprised with him.
Wide receiver fours, Joey. We got Devontae at 37, like we said before. Wandale Robinson, Cortland Sutton, Christian Watson, your boy, at 40. Pittman at 41 with the back, who's going to just be questionable the rest of the year. Tyler Lockett, Jalen Waddle, Xavier Leggett, Jerry Jeudy, who's now a number one. Michael Wilson, Khalil Shakir, and DeAndre Hopkins at 48. Anyone? I'm moving Hopkins up. He had a full assortment of snaps finally last week. You know, he started the year a little behind with his injury. Looks like he's finally fully healthy and good to go. Led them in snaps and catches last week. So I moved Hopkins up. Is there anyone in this group that you've moved up?
I've moved up Jalen Waddle. Again, I'm just being really optimistic against the terrible Colts defense. Hopkins, you make a good point for moving up a little bit.
I mean, it's still Will Levis, but...
Well, that's the thing. But it's also the health of some of the other guys in here, like the Downs and the Pittmans and all those guys. And like, I just kind of want healthy guys in this range.
Sure.
The other guy for me besides Waddle that I've moved up, there was someone else here in this range. Yeah, look, Jerry Jeudy, that's the other guy where... Cincinnati, again, not very good. And let's be honest, it's not like it's well within the possibility that the Cleveland Browns give the Cincinnati Bengals a hard time.
Yeah, the Bengals defense has not been good.
The Bengals defense isn't good, and the Bengals have not always had their best game in Cleveland. Let's be honest. You know this, and I know this. So this is a really like, sneaky, cagey spot here with Jeudy that I have him a little higher than consensus to by a couple spots.
There's a couple guys that Calvin Ridley's been miserable.
Well, he's miserable. He feels miserable. He had all of his 8 targets in the fourth quarter, right? Or something like that. Like he's just like, well, I got targets, but I got them too late. And, you know,
whatever. Yeah. Yeah. He did say he sucked, but I mean, is this, are we just done with the Calvin Ridley experiment? Or is it like, hey, Mason Rudolph comes in, maybe he can, because he has the talent we know to be a, like a wide receiver too. It's just not working.
Man, I think if Mason Rudolph is not great, but I think Mason Rudolph would be better. And from a fantasy perspective, I think he would make Hopkins and Ridley much more viable. They would both have more wide receiver 3-ish appeal.
Chig Okonkwo too. Like give me
Chig maybe too.
Give me some targets here. Let's see. I like Noah Brown. I know he had another like he was on the injury report again after playing the second most snaps last week, but he pushed Luke McCaffrey down. He pushed everybody else on this offense down when he came back besides Terry McLaurin. So I think he's a decent option. Let's see, looking down the list, Keon Coleman is the Amari. I feel like the Amari Cooper trade might be better for Coleman because I think they finally just Mac Collins off the field after his drops last week. And it's going to be Coleman, Cooper, Shakir. That's your 3 wide receiver set. And then Curtis Samuel, Mac Hollins, whoever else, you know, at when they go to 4 wide receiver sets, are you thinking Coleman is done for this rookie season? Or do you think that this could actually help him a little bit?
I think he might be done.
I think at least this side is now completely capped. Like he can be more than a wide receiver 3, right. But I think it might help him in the immediate.
I don't think it helps him in the immediate. I think he becomes an interesting dynasty target because I do think, you know, you make this investment in Coleman and I think you're just putting a lot on him. Or he's not the Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison level talent, you know, or even Brian Thomas for that matter. but I think this was a very smart move for Buffalo. And you got to look at the matchup in the next couple of weeks too. Really good for Amari Cooper to smash. I mean, you know, if he can get up to speed. This is what they missed. They missed the big threat wide receiver. And Cooper still has a little of that in the tank, but you know, I think it's going to be a lot of Amari Cooper, and then hopefully you get back to a healthy James Cook, and then Josh Allen run the football, and it's the same old thing, which is those are the 3 useful pieces in the Buffalo offense. And I know we all want Kincaid to be better than he's been, and Shakir has had some moments for sure, and Keon Coleman's had drops and some other issues too. I don't think so, but I hope so because I like Keon Coleman. He seems like a good kid, a good prospect, but I think maybe he's an interesting buy low in dynasty, but in redraft, that's not where I'm looking right now. I don't think he's a help in 2025 redraft leagues. I just don't.
Yeah. I am
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Eyeing everywhere I can on Coleman and Dynasty for sure. So, I think you're absolutely right about that. Anybody else this week? I mean, we talked about it on Thursday night show, Joe. I like Vailey this week for the Broncos. If you're listening to this before Thursday night football, it comes out a little bit before TNF, but I like him as a slot option because the Saints have been miserable against the slot. Anybody else kind of lower that you're looking at either?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! You know, a flex spot, a deep league, a DFS, anything like that.
I don't know, Bud Means. I mean,
yeah, Bub.
Like what else? I mean, I don't know what else to say at this point. Like maybe Bud Means. I mean, somebody has to catch a ball in New Orleans.
Bub, B-U-B, not Bud.
Bub. Did I say Bud?
I thought you said Bud.
I think it's just my bad New York, New Jersey.
New York. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
Bud Means. Bub. Can I call him Bubba? I'd like to call him Bubba.
Sure. You call him Bubba.
I think Bub. Means is again one of the default options. I don't really want to play him. Like I would still play Calvin Ridley over him. Like I don't think I'm there yet, but you know it wouldn't shock me if Means has more points than Calvin Ridley at the end of the day. I mean, if we're sitting there on Monday night, we're looking at the scores, we go, well, you know, should see that coming.
Should have played Bub Means over Calvin Ridley. Bub. Who knew? Let's go to tight ends here, Joey. Tight end one is Kittle on ECR. Kelsey is 2. Bowers is 3. Then we have McBride, Ingram, Laporta, Kyle Pitts at 7, Tucker Kraft, and Njoku, Dalton Kincaid, Dalton Schultz, and Zach Ertz. Tight end has been a gigantic damn disaster this year. It has not been fun. I have Bowers as my tight end one just because I think he's guaranteed targets more than anybody because, you know, Jacoby Myers is a little nicked up. Davante Adams just left. Aiden O'Connell threw the ball to him 100 times against Pittsburgh.
I agree with you. He's my number one this week, too.
Okay, so we're on that train. Mm-hmm. Anybody else move up or down? I mean, I'm lowering. Dalton Schultz has done not a damn thing. I was excited for him a little bit this year. I was like, man, he got so many targets. Maybe he's going to score some easy touchdowns.
I wasn't excited about him until Nico went out, and then I got excited.
And then he did nothing. He did even less.
He got a red zone target last week. That
he
was
dropped
close.
It, and it was picked. Did. It was in his beaters, and he dropped it.
But I mean, so it was there. The one guy that I have top 10 is actually Hunter Henry at 10.
Okay.
I think that's a good spot here for him against Jacksonville. I think he's got touchdown equity. He caught 3 balls for 41 yards, and one of them was a score. So that is one for me. But I also think Andrews is starting to pull himself out of the doldrums a little bit.
We talked about this on
Monday. I know. We disagree about it, but. Yeah. It's fine. Like you don't have to buy it all you want, but like at the end of the day, you know, we keep waiting for, you know, some of these guys like, you know, I mean, Dalton Kincaid has 1 touchdown so far this year.
Yeah.
Like you just got to catch more touchdowns as tight ends at this point. That's what I like. And then now Freiermuth too, the complete unknown. I have no idea now who's playing quarterback or what's going on there.
It's going to be Russ. It's going to be Russ this week.
Gross.
I know. I hate it, but it is better for Pickens and Freiermuth. You know, to have Russell Wilson in there for their value because Fields will pull it down and run. And we know Russell ain't running for anything but
his life.
I don't
know why you're in conference game making this choice. If this game comes back to haunt them, this somehow lost to the Jets and the Jets get this win and start rolling off some victories here, you're going to hate when it comes down to tiebreaker season in January. You're going to absolutely hate your life.
I mean, I don't, you know, listen. It's the Longhorns year, right? It's not the Steelers year for me. I'm not. My expectations are at an all-time low for the Steelers this season. So, and 4-2 has been outstanding, which is why I'm so surprised they are going away from Justin Fields. Yeah, I know you are too, but it just, it doesn't make sense that you
makes no sense at all.
Is there any other tight end that you think could have sneaky value either this week or moving forward?
I think Njoku, now that I wouldn't be surprised if he had a decent day. Once again, Cincinnati vacated targets of Amari Cooper. That's a good situation for Njoku. He'd be an interesting buy low too for me this week in a lot of leagues. I think that's another guy with circle. I'd love to say somebody like a cool deep name, but tight end sucks. I mean, maybe Juwan Johnson against Denver, like maybe again, because we're so bereft of pass catchers. That's another one you could maybe make a case for.
But like Colby Parkinson against the Raiders.
Yeah, I think it's the usual suspects. It's Parkinson. It's Kate Otten. You know, I think
Kate Otten is just out there for every snap. That's the nice thing about Kate Otten is he gets a 96% snap share every week. So he'll trip into catches.
Exactly. So I think that's the case. You know, the best case scenario too is maybe he trips into a touchdown. Maybe get lucky this week.
Maybe he trips into two, like Romeo Doubs. We'll see. But Joe, thank you so much for taking time and letting me abuse our friendship and ask you to do all kinds of stuff. I asked him to move a show and then to be on an extra show this week. And Joe is always there and saying yes for me. So I appreciate you. Please follow him at Joe Pisapia 17. Tell everyone what all you're doing in football season, because it's so much. Lay it out. Lay out the schedule. Let everyone know all the stuff they can find you on.
Well, of course, Sports Grid every Sunday morning on the TV. So go check that out. Go look for Sports Grid TV. 2 hours of fantasy football.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
On television, you can get that. Of course, all the FP podcasts for Fantasy Pros, the Betting Pros podcasts, and the new Baseball Black Book and Football Black Book coming at you soon. Baseball, you're so proud of me, Bog. You'll be so proud. I am over 7,000 words into pitcher already. We're going to have pitcher done by Halloween. Trick or treat. Let's go.
Good Lord. So that is awesome. Good stuff, Joey. Well, that is it for us. We're going to go back to the Welsh and I answering some voicemails right after this.
Voicemails in this league at gmail.com. Record yourself 60 seconds or less. Send it in. Start, sit, trade. I guess you can sing. You can have your own like mini segment. Like Barrow turned the voicemails into like his own like the time on the show. Yeah, it's that's like his own show. So that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. You can do all that stuff. We got some voicemails in here. Let's see. Let's go to Don. Let's start off with Don. I didn't realize Don sent one. And Don Bunch, Lieutenant Don. Whoops, I have to share it though, so Bogman and you guys can all hear it, because I was about to do the thing where I'm listening to it myself. Here we go.
Bogman and the Welsh, Lieutenant Don. No fantasy questions this week. Just a plug for inthisleague.com. Sign up, become a lieutenant, become a captain, and you have access to the GroupMe rooms, which has an awesome room called the Start and Sit room that saved me. I hope this ages well. It wasn't this past weekend, but the weekend before. I have Anthony Richardson, and I had Sam Darnold on a bye. Two quarterbacks on the wire were Geno Smith and Joe Flacco. So I threw in the Start and Sit room. Which one should I take? Only two people chose Joe Flacco. Everyone else chose Geno Smith, but the oracle of fantasy football, Scott Bogman, told me to go with Flacco, so I did.
Hey,
I won the week by 3 points.
Hey,
score eight more points than Geno. So as a result of that, got the W. Shout out to Bogman. Sign up, guys. Shout out to Larry C. He was the only other one to choose Flacco. So just a plug. Love what you guys do. Thanks. Bye.
Look at that. Checks in the mail, baby. Shout out to Larry. Always Larry. My boy, Larry. Do you know, I always do that. I told this story a long, long time ago, but when I used to work in sports radio, the big sports talk guys out here were Gambo and Ash was their name. And they had this thing, and they did it all the time, and it stuck in my brain.
whenever they would have someone go Larry, Gambo was really New York, you know? So he'd be like, oh, let's talk like this. And not like that. I sounded Russian, but he'd be like, blah, blah, blah. And then, but then whenever like Larry Fitzgerald or there'd be a producer or someone, and they would just go in the back and they go, Larry, what's up, Larry? And it's Larry. Always been in my head. So I do that. It's a Larry Fitzgerald thing, but thank you for the plug. Thank you for using your time, Don, to plug out the grouping rooms. I mean, we already, you know, digital currency and hugs and kisses and stuff, but also it can help your fantasy team. So there
you go. Joe Flacco. There you go.
Yeah, Flacco. Wish Flacco was available in more leagues that I'm doing, but is not. It's our boy, J-Dub.
J-Dub.
What up, Welsh Bogman? Jimmy Thee bringing you some results this week from last week's detective work. I'm telling you, you guys nailed it. It wasn't D.C. or Chicago or Baltimore. I thought those were great guesses. It is more, I'm going to say, historically known as an intense city in Kansas City, Missouri. Home of the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, of course.
All right, well, we didn't really nail it. You're giving us credit. I remember I thought he was in Baltimore because it was like sirens and all that. Like, Baltimore is not really Kansas City, but I guess you're giving us credit because it's like the intensity of it. But like I said before, you can be in downtown Phoenix out here and it would, you know, feel like Detroit at some points too, but thank you for giving us credit.
And then it wasn't actually a park per se, but it was a football game. So I think, again, I'm going to give it to you. You guys nailed it. Great detective work there. I do have an actual question though. Fantasy wise, in a 2QB league, who would you consider starting? And now just for preference here, I do kind of double dip. I have the wide receiver combo with the QB. I have Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, and Caleb Williams. Now, there are bye weeks there, but on a week that all three are playing and I have more, I have Jaden Reed and I have A.J. Brown. Who are the two QBs you guys would start?
I can't not start Hurts. He said he has Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love. It's them always.
Yeah, Caleb Williams too. I mean, Caleb Williams is a great option.
Caleb is great, but
let's see him stack, right? He had this good game against Jacksonville. So you're right. It is definitely right now. It is Hurts and Love. But if Williams stacks good performances, he can get in the conversation. But he's not there yet. One good game does not put you in the Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts category quite.
Yeah, that's important. One good game doesn't put you in where you get to like stream against Jordan Love. And Jalen Hurts is not good. I mean, Jalen Hurts is massive underperformer.
Number one overall pick, though. The talent is there. So
yeah, no, it sounds be better. Look,
both of them by the end of the year. It wouldn't be
next shocking. Year. Next year, 2 years, we could be talking about Caleb over Jordan Love easy, but
that, Love, we could be talking about Caleb over both of them by the end of the year. I think that's how
Jalen Hurts
that's
hasn't how much talent. Well enough. Yeah,
that's how much talent that Caleb has. But let's see it. You know, let's one good game, great, but let's see him stack.
Yeah, I don't disagree, not one bit.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, I thought we were going to get a daddy.
Just want to say,
try to sneak it.
Daddy's
in.
Pick hit again.
See?
Today, daddy is not here, but Moy's just going to give you the pick. You go teasers.
So wait a minute. He hit it when he was Moy's, and then he went back to daddy, and then daddy hit it, and he's going back to Moy's. This is his.
This
logic.
Is just a feel. This is just a feel of the pick.
He now No. He thinks now he goes every other week. And then other person picks. He thinks daddy or Moyes can't pick 2 weeks in a row. Just want us to understand the logic.
Or he's
you
on
go Commanders, game. Which gets them to 1 point favorites.
Teasing
and
Commanders.
You go Eagles, which gets them to a 3 point underdog. They're going to destroy the Giants. I would even parlay Eagles money line with a Saquon touchdown if you're feeling wild. Also, got a question. Do you go Kirk Cousins or Josh Allen this week? Wait, what's happening? Daddy's back. And Daddy just wants to say thank you to Bogman for liking all of his wedding pictures that he put up this week. Daddy looked like a Bollywood star, didn't he, Bogman?
What?
Yeah, so on Instagram, I follow Moyes. And he was at a wedding this weekend, living it up, living the high life with a bunch of attractive young ladies. So, of course, I'm going to give him the like for that. Way to be.
All right. And was he balling?
Yeah. He looked like he was having a great time, man. Wait, so
he just followed me one day ago, so he wasn't even following me. So, Moyes does look
all out.
Moyes looks like a Bollywood star. By the way, in the Bollywood outfit with Adidas, with black and white Adidas rocking there, Dude, he looks G'd up.
Yeah.
Handsome, attractive good. Young ladies. Hello, hello, ladies. Yeah. Very nice, Moise. You know,
Val Venus making
I'm not going to follow Moise. I'm not going to follow him back because he just
follow him back. Nope. Don't be petty. Don't nope, be a I'm gonna, child. Oh. Come on. Mr. I know you are petty. I'm saying don't be.
No, he can earn it, but he just followed me just now. You guys have been having this relationship where you're liking all the pictures and I just am like thrown into it. No, you look very good, but you don't get the follow right now. So good job though. I dig that. And I like the pics. I'm in with the pics. I didn't like the scare of daddy jumping in though. It kind of scared me. All right. We've got the segment of the show that is not our show anymore. It's now become the Barrel Rapport.
Sacred Bow of West and Eastern Samoa, it's time for the Barrow Report. Barrow's movie reviews. Wolfs, W-O-L-F.
Movie what? What were the, hold on, let's go back. What was that again?
Barrow's movie reviews.
Reviews. I love it. All right, what is it?
Wolfs. W-O-L-F-S.
I haven't heard of it.
Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
Apple TV.
Solid movie. Not great. Not much action. Great chemistry between Pitt and Clooney. Felt weird at times when the 6-year-old was calling the 67-year-old old, though.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for
his- In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
That's $4.
Caleb Williams, too. I mean, Caleb Williams is a great option.
Caleb is great, but
let's see him stack, right? He had this good game against Jacksonville. So you're right. It is definitely right now. It is Hurts and Love. But if Williams stacks good performances, he can get in the conversation, but he's not there yet. One good game does not put you in the Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts category quite.
Yeah, that's important. One good game doesn't put you in where you get to like stream against Jordan Love. And Jalen Hurts is not good. I mean, Jalen Hurts is massive underperformer.
Number one overall pick, though. The talent is there. So
yeah, no, it sounds better.
Both of them by the end of the year. It wouldn't be
next year. Next year, 2 years, we could be talking about Caleb over Jordan Love easy, but
we could be talking about Caleb over both of them by the end of the year. I think that's how
Jalen Hurts has much talent. Well,
yeah, that's how much talent that Caleb has. But let's see it. You know, let's one good game, great, but let's see him stack.
Yeah, I don't disagree, not one bit.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, I thought we were going to get a daddy
pick. Just want to say,
try to sneak it
daddy's
in.
Pick hit again.
See?
Today, daddy is not here, but Moy's just going to give you the pick. You go teasers.
So wait a minute. He hit it when he was Moy's, and then he went back to daddy, and then daddy hit it, and he's going back to Moy's. This is his
This logic. Is just a feel. This is yeah. just a feel yeah. of the pick.
He now, know. No. He thinks now he goes every other week. And then other person picks. He thinks daddy or Moy's can't pick 2 weeks in a row. Just want us to understand the logic.
Or he's
you
on
go Commanders, game. Which gets them to 1 point favorites.
Teasing and Commanders.
You go Eagles, which gets them to a 3 point underdog. They're going to destroy the Giants. I would even parlay Eagles money line with a Saquon touchdown if you're feeling wild. Also, got a question. Do you go Kirk Cousins or Josh Allen this week? Wait, what's happening? Daddy's back. And Daddy just wants to say thank you to Bogman for liking all of his wedding pictures that he put up this week. Daddy looked like a Bollywood star, didn't he, Bogman?
What?
Yeah, so on Instagram, I follow Moyes. And he was at a wedding this weekend, living it up, living the high life with a bunch of attractive young ladies. So, of course, I'm going to give him the like for that. Way to be.
All right. And was he balling?
Yeah. He looked like he was having a great time, man. Wait, so
he just followed me one day ago, so he wasn't even following me. So, Moyes does look
all out.
Moyes looks like a Bollywood star. By the way, in the Bollywood outfit with Adidas, with black and white Adidas rock in there. Dude, he looks G'd up.
Yeah.
Handsome, attractive good. Young ladies. Hello, hello, ladies. Yeah. Very nice, Moyes. You know
Val what? Venus making
I'm not going to follow Moyes. Today. I'm not going to follow him back because he just
follow him me. Back. Nope. Don't be petty. Don't nope, be a I'm gonna, child. Oh. Come on. I know you petty. Are petty. I'm saying don't be.
No, he can earn it, but he just followed me. Just now, you guys have been having this relationship where you're liking all the pictures and I just am like thrown into it. No, you look very good, but you don't get the follow right now. So good job though. I dig that. And I like the picks. I'm in with the picks. I didn't like the scare of daddy jumping in though. It kind of scared me. All right. We've got the segment of the show that is not our show anymore. It's now become the Barrel Rapport.
Sacred Boa of West and Eastern Samoa. It's time for the Barrow Rapport. Barrow's movie reviews. Wolfs. WOLF.
Movie what? What were the? Hold on, let's go back. What was that again?
Barrow's movie reviews.
Reviews. I love it. All right, what is it?
Wolfs. WOLFS.
I haven't heard of it.
Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
Apple TV.
Solid movie. Not great. Not much action. Great chemistry between Pitt and Clooney. Felt weird at times when the 6-year-old was calling the 67-year-old old, though. You guys were talking about horror movies last week, so I decided to review one of those. The best little whorehouse in Texas. With a hot little thing, Dolly Parton, meow. Found out, though, it was the most blatant case of false advertising since The Neverending Story. Lack of the week, Atlanta over Sea Chickens. Upset of the week, Dolphins over Colts. Atlanta, Washington. Later, Taters and Baiters.
Did I mention I saw The Terrifier?
I think you said that on Monday.
Yeah, it's a horrible movie. I mean, horrible and like it was super like gory and stuff like that. But
and also probably a bad movie.
Yeah, it wasn't super great. They're not like super great, but it made more than I think. What was it?
Wolves.
Probably more than Wolves. I don't even think it was in the theater. I think that was Apple TV. It made more than what was it? Joker 2. The Joker 2. So. All right, well, good job, Barrow.
And not a musical, right?
That's what wholesome, I keep wholesome movie. Was there fantasy in there, or was that just movie reviews?
He gave us some picks too. He went with Atlanta over the Sea Chickens, and then his upset was the Dolphins over the Colts.
Oh, okay, yeah, perfect. Are we ready for our parody song?
Let's hear it.
Jack Boyce is back. That's right. This is an ode to tight ends, the tight end position in 2024.
Who doesn't? We got a little tight end,
Michael Bublé. action in here. So let's check it out. It is, it's time. Let's do it.
Today, a good tight end's prize. Drafting them early puts you in last. Andrews and Laporta let me down so many times I stopped keeping track. Bowers is in, Bogman did tout. I've got zero shares because the Raiders usually let me down. Tight ends are making it hard not to lose it. Goddard and Kelsey, I guess, are good excuses. I searched the waivers for Tucker Kraft or any other possibility. Maybe Hockenson will return and help me out. Schultz likely.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Njoku probably won't work, that puts me out. And I promise you, Welsh, I throw my phone more times than I care to admit. I just don't know when to start commit.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
You guys were talking about horror movies last week, so I decided to review one of those. The Best Little House in Texas. With a hot little thing, Dolly Parton, meow. Found out, though, it was the most blatant case of false advertising since The Neverending Story. Lack of the week, Atlanta over Sea Chickens. Upset of the week, Dolphins over Colts. Atlanta, Washington. Later, Taters and Baiters.
Did I mention I saw The Terrifier?
I think you said that on Monday.
Yeah, it's a horrible movie. I mean, horrible and like it was super like gory and stuff like that. But
and also probably a bad movie.
Yeah, it wasn't super great. They're not like super great, but it made more than I think. What was it?
Wolves.
Probably more than Wolves. I don't even think it was in the theater. I think that was Apple TV. It made more than what was it? Joker 2. The Joker 2. So. Mm-hmm. All right, well, good job,
movie,
Barry.
And not a musical, right?
That's wholesome movie. Was there fantasy in there, or was that just movie reviews?
He gave us some picks too. He went with Atlanta over the Sea Chickens, and then his upset was the Dolphins over the Colts.
Oh, okay. All right, perfect. Are we ready for our parody song?
Let's hear it.
Jack Boyce is back. That's right. This is an ode to tight ends, the tight end position in 2024.
Who doesn't? We got a little tight end,
Michael Bublé. Action in here, so let's check it out. It is it's time. Let's do it.
Today, a good tight end's prize. Drafting them early puts you in last. Andrews and Laporta let me down so many times I stopped keeping track. Bowers is in. Bogman did tout. I've got zero shares because the Raiders usually let me down. tight ends are making it hard not to lose it. Goddard and Kelsey, I guess, are good excuses. I searched the waivers for Tucker Kraft or any other possibility. Maybe Hockenson will return and help me out. Schultz likely in a joke who probably won't work, that puts me out. And I promise you, Welsh, I'll throw my phone more times than I care to admit. I just don't know when to start commit. I just don't know when to start commit. Commit, commit, start commit, start commit, start commit. And I promise you, Welsh, I'll throw my phone more times than I care to admit. I just don't know when to start commit. I just don't know when to start commit. No, 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 no. I just don't know when to start commit. Captain Jack.
That's a damn earworm right there. That's going to be in everybody's brain. Yep. And their head all way. Just don't know when to start commit.
Oh, that's man. Great, that is good. Well, listen, the Raiders let you down, Jack, of course. But when does Bogman let you down? That's my question. That you should have more shares than zero of Bowers. Everybody should that listens to this show. Come on. What are we
this
doing?
This is true. If you had listened, Tight End Whisper, Bogman keeping the mantle of the Tight End Whisper. I don't know what that would look like, by the way.
Don't please.
Look, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know what
let's not have AI like. Make that one. So I would appreciate a big NO on that one. But yeah, I tell you what, who doesn't get enough crap? Dalton Kincaid just having an okay year as well.
They're all, but
none of these top guys have been good.
Laporta hasn't really been super great. Kincaid hasn't been great. No, I mean the whole like top tight end, not really working. Thank you to Joe Pisapia, by the way. Thank you to Joe for coming on the show. Thank you to Boggs for holding it down. Thank you to Jack Boyce for the parody songs. All of you guys that called in on the voicemails and you for listening to us. Thank you.
Thank
so
you
much.
For Welsh for right. moving stuff around for me. I appreciate it.
Wasn't even here, so it's all good to me. Make sure you guys go and check us out over at InThisLeague.com. We appreciate your support over there. You can follow us at Is It The Welsh and Bogman Sports. You know, the drill of everything else that is going down in our world. Twitter's the best way to follow it, and on the Patreon. That's going to do it. More coming up later this week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.